A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Nun Beis, Baba Metzia 52a, pagination is 103. We'll start from the facing page, four lines from the bottom, Masnisin, the Mishnah. Kamotei hasela chasera velo yeheba ona'a. The Mishnah introduces a new question regarding ona'a, which is that a person was sold or exchanged an item which didn't really have the value that it was supposed to have, and considers the case of a coin, such that until now we were discussing products, such as a talis, a garment, and the person sold it, for example, for more than its value. So we discussed that if the local market value is different by a sixth, then there would be this discussion of ona'a, and certainly if there was worse than that, and the aggrieved party who didn't realize that the local market value was so much lower in this case is going to have recourse within the amount of time that it took to show it to a relative or an expert and realize that he had been wronged, to bring it back and undo the sale. Normally, once a kinyan is done, it's yours. Over here, he has recourse. What would the halacha be, the Mishnah says, by a coin which was chasera, which was missing? The coins that they described would typically get rubbed out over a period of time because of use. And at some point, it was so deficient that it would actually cause recourse on the transaction. Rab Meir Omer Arba Isaros Iser Ledinner. Rab Meir says that 1/24th of deviation, which is a smaller amount of deviation than what we described would be necessary to void a sale by a product. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Abra Pudyonos Pudyon Ladiner, which is 1/12th, which is also stricter to nullify a transaction than the numbers that we were using. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shimona Pudyonos Shnei Pudyonim Ladiner, and Rabbi Shimon says 1/6. So the approach of 1/6 matches the ona'a that we described by products, and indeed the Mechaber in Reish Chaf Zayin Seif Tes Zayin says Yesh ona'a b'matbeos ad shtus, until 1/6, just like other products. However, we do have two other shittas in this Mishnah which are differing than the previous approach by items. And the Ramah does say, Yesh omrim, deshir ona'a b'matbeya echad miyud beis, that the amount of ona'a here is stricter. It's even a deviation of 1 out of 12. Instead of a deviation of 1 out of 6. And therefore, we have the question, why would coins be stricter than products in terms of the ease of nullifying the transaction? The Gemara asks this question, and just jumping ahead of ourselves, about a third of the way down on the page, the Gemara tells us at the end of a line, Sela kevan de lo sagile lo mochil. A coin, he's going to have to use with somebody else. So it's not an issue of whether he accepts it personally. It's whether he projects that others will accept it. And that's a whole different level of assessment of the product, and therefore you can void it even on a lesser degree of deviation. This is an amazing concept, which we're acknowledging, that the amount of deficiency that I would be willing to accept for myself, but if I know I have to market it to somebody else, I'm going to look at it more strictly. Now, interestingly, the Mishnah is going to conclude that even though in transactions it's weaker currency and there are problems and the person can undo the transaction, but in many of these cases, nosna lemaiser sheni ve'eno choshesh, you're allowed to transfer the value of your produce that is maiser sheni, that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, but has a accommodation that you're allowed to switch it to coins and then spend the coins in Yerushalayim. So this coin that's somewhat deficient, and a person could complain and undo the transaction because of it, that same coin is considered acceptable to transfer the holiness of the produce for purposes of Maaser Sheni onto this coin. The Gemara on Amud Beis calls it Nefesh Ra'a. Really, the coin is still a good coin. Vahani Milihu Desagile, provided that it can be spent. The person who's complaining about it is a Nefesh Ra'a, a bad spirit. And we have this idea that a person can be nervous about its resale value, even though intrinsically it's an acceptable coin. In a different forum, but the same concept, I've always found when I try to set up a Torah class, so if I market it, so to speak, to a specific person, so that person decides if it's good for them, if it's not good for them. And very often they'll hear the class and they'll be interested in coming. But when you try to market a Torah class to somebody who will then have to market it to others, you're presenting the idea of the Torah class to the coordinator in a JCC. So they could already hear the dissenting opinions on the board. Why would we allow this type of class? We should only allow the other type of class. And what are people going to say? The head of a men's club, the head of a woman's division, they're already thinking on the resale. And that's what's being described here, that the resale has an understanding that's stricter, even though the coin is intrinsically acceptable, and we will accept it for Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah continues at the end of the first line, Ad Masai Muta Lahachsir, how long can you still return a coin? Bikrachim Ad Kidesha Yira Lushulchani, in a large city, we give you the amount of time to show it to a money changer, to an expert. Bikfarim, but in the small cities that don't have a money changer, Ad Arve Shabbosos, you get until Erev Shabbos, Friday, that follows, because that's when people spend their money, and that's when the person would find that there's objection to this coin and people don't want to accept it. The final words of the Mishnah, skipping a line, V'nosna l'maiser sheni ve'eno choshesh, but you don't have to worry regarding maiser sheni, the coin is still an acceptable coin if it can be spent. And you don't have to worry because it's a little bit deficient. She'enu ela nefesh ra, because this person who is objecting to it, he's of bad spirit. He's trying to void the transaction because he's a little nervous. But intrinsically, in strict halacha, it's still considered an acceptable coin. Once the coin is no longer acceptable because of hilchas ona'a, the person can object. So the Gemara tells us we have a halacha lo yimkerena, the middle of the page. You're not allowed to sell it, to use it by other merchants. Mipnei shemiramim bo es acherim, because we're worried they're going to use it in turn and consider it good currency. Eliyikavena, he should make a hole in it. V'yitlena b'tzavar b'no b'tzavar bito, and he could hang it as a necklace for his son or daughter, meaning switch it into a toy by drilling a hole in it so that it does not get used. The Gemara in Amud Beis records lo yikaveno, that you're not allowed to make a hole in it and use it as a toy. Even that is considered a problem. Yischok, he should shave it down. He should get rid of it. It's a dangerous coin. It could cause theft. And the Gemara explains, kan be'emtza, if you make the hole in the middle, that's what on Amud Aleph we were describing as acceptable, because it's a toy now. Kan menatzad, but if you make the hole on the edge of the coin, apparently they were very adept and were able to make the hole carefully at the edge of the coin, we're worried that the next person will actually shave off the coin until the hole, with such precision, purposely. And therefore, once the coin deteriorated to that point, it should not be used, and either make a hole in a way that will not allow for such a trick, or the coin should be shaved down and not remain as a coin. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.